The Manchurian Candidate, Jonathan Demme's remake of John Frankenheimer's 1962 film, opens today. It stars Denzel Washington as Ben Marco, the role originally played by Frank Sinatra, and Meryl Streep as the power-hungry Eleanor Shaw, the role first played by Angela Lansbury. Terry Gross spoke with Lansbury in 2000 about her work in that film.
You made The Manchurian Candidate in 1962, and in this movie, a terrific movie, you're a manipulative, domineering mother and wife who's trying to promote the political career of your husband, and it turns out you're actually part of a conspiracy to assassinate the political opponent and take over the country. Mm-hmm. And in this scene, you're telling your son, who has been brainwashed, that he has to be the assassin.
You are to shoot the presidential nominee through the head. And Johnny will rise gallantly to his feet and lift Ben Arthur's body in his arms and stand in front of the microphones and begin to speak. The speech is short, but it's the most rousing speech I've ever read. It's been worked on here and in Russia on and off for over 8 years. I shall force someone to take the body away from him. Then Johnny will really hit those microphones and those cameras with blood all over him, fighting off anyone who tries to help him, defending America even if it means his own death, rallying a nation of television viewers into hysteria to sweep us up into the White House with powers that will make martial law seem like anarchy. You know, this is very important. I want the nominee to be dead about 2 minutes after he begins his acceptance speech, depending on his reading time under pressure. You are to hit him right at the point that he finishes the phrase, nor would I ask of any fellow American, in defense of his freedom, that which I would not gladly give myself. My life before my liberty. Is that absolutely clear?
Wow. And at the end of that scene,
speech.
Yes. And at the end of that scene, before you send your son off to kill the candidate, you kiss him on each cheek, then kiss him fully on the mouth.
Oh, yes.
How'd you feel about that scene?
Oh, I thought it was very telling. Very telling.
And how'd you feel about playing such a really evil role?
They are the best. Any actress will tell you that evil roles to play are the best. You can go to town, you know. And in that instance, I think that woman had so many layers and so many personas, in a sense. She was riveting and so interesting to play. I relish the having had that opportunity to play that role, because I don't think there are many written like that. I consider that she was the Lear among, movie women.
We've talked about your long and really wonderful career on stage and screen. I think some of our listeners will know you best from television for your work on Murder, She Wrote as Jessica Fletcher, who has solved God knows how many murders over the years that you did that show. Did you ever count how many murders you solved?
264.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You know, the press release for the Kennedy Center Honor describes you as a beloved actress, which I think is pretty accurate. But do you feel beloved?
from playing Jessica Fletcher, yes, I do. I do feel a sense of tremendous warmth from the American public who have known and loved that program. I really do. I know they. I don't know whether they're mixing me up with a character, and it really doesn't matter. The main thing is I feel their gratitude so often for all the nights.
Well, I guess a role like in The Manchurian Candidate doesn't earn you the word beloved, actually.
No, it certainly does.
Fantastic,
not.
Fantastic, maybe, but not beloved.
No, it takes a show like Murder, She Wrote, I think, to bring that enormous audience to one and to make them aware of who you are and what you've done, you know?
Angela Lansbury speaking with Terry Gross in 2000. Jonathan Demme's remake of The Manchurian Candidate opens today. I'm David Bianculli, and this is Fresh Air.